Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Straight Talk for the Soul series, your vibrational, multidimensional vitamin for the body, mind, and spirit. I'm Carrie Murphy, your host, creator, and founder of this global broadcast and brilliant community of light. I want to extend a bright and a very beautiful good morning, good afternoon, good evening to all of you tuning in from around the world to help me welcome sound channel and energy healer Christine Lauria for a love fest. We're talking about energy, insight, and sound today. So welcome home, luminous light leaders and love activators, starlight messengers. Welcome to this grand cosmic homecoming. It is a homecoming of you with the totality of you, the eternal divine you. So let's soar into the depths and the heights of expansion together today. This is your safe haven. It is a sacred space and a soulful sanctuary for connection and renewal, for restoration and rejuvenation. This is really a unity community to empower you and liberate you as you come into communion with your divine essence. So I do want to ask my favorite question, and that is, what is the best that could happen today? Well, let's all intend to see and hear and communicate and perceive clearly as we open our hearts and really listen from a purely receptive state so we can take in the information, the sound, the messages, the energy that will awaken and ignite and liberate us in new ways. I encourage you to set a personal intention for what you wish to experience and visualize a sphere of divine rainbow light surrounding and filling all of us here in this sacred circle as you set that intention. And allow yourself to feel and flow into the highest manifestation of your soul's greatest intentions today. Let's transmute any distress, distortion, disease, discomfort into grace and clarity and radiance and vitality. And allow for, this phrase was coming through earlier today, a frequency flush, a flushing of all dense frequencies so that we may emerge from our adventure and love fest today with renewed radiance. And my personal intention with our gathering and journey is to be a pristine, clear ray of divine light and love and joy, a pure transmitter of God consciousness, and an immaculate, pure instrument of the divine and selfless service for boundless miracles to unfold here. Also for soulfully soothing energy to flow through my voice and this sacred energetic space with grace and ease, welcoming and inviting in the highest divine support and participation throughout our time together. So just sit back, everyone. Relax, breathe, open, and receive. Once again, Christine Lauria is here as my co-creative partner to have a love fest. She is a spiritual teacher, a clairsensory guide, an energy healer, and a sound channel. And through her vibrational transmissions of presence, insight, and sound, she guides and uplifts and inspires those who are choosing a fully enlightened embodiment of freedom and love. She lives on the big island of Hawaii, where she partners with the transformative energies of the islands for bringing in this next wave of enlightened human consciousness. She is also the pioneer of the heart field transmission. This is a new vibrational dimension of healing and awakening for the planet. In her many lifetimes in this one, she's played the roles of daughter, sister, wife, mother, grandmother, muse, dancer and dance teacher, classic soprano, university music professor, choral and orchestral conductor, Carnegie Hall soloist, author, featured guest and speaker, nationally televised CBS special music director, energy healer, channel coach, photographer, and of course, mermaid. Can't leave that out. She is such a beautiful soul, and today she's going to share the quickest and most powerful way to raise and maintain your elevated vibration. Plus illuminate the key aspect of ascension that many, if not most people may miss. You'll learn how to embody ascended self-love, and we'll share in a heart field transmission, a channeled sound transmission, and we'll take questions. So press star 2 to raise your hand. Bring your questions for Christine. She can offer some sound healing or channeling or whatever is best in the moment. So I'm excited for today. So let's get started. Please join me in extending waves and waves of love, light, and joy to Christine as I welcome her to the show. So welcome, beautiful.
Oh, hi, Carrie. Hi, everybody. Wow, that was just so amazing. I thoroughly loved listening to every word you just spoke. Everything you're welcoming into this space is so incredibly powerful. Yeah, absolutely. The depths and the heights and the soulful sanctuary and the frequency flush. And I was like, I'm all in.
Let's do this. You know, it's so interesting. I just realized, Christine, you're in Hawaii, and I have such a deep connection with the dolphins. I'm sure you do. But and what, in the Facebook group for our community here, I didn't even put it together. Today, I put a bunch of pictures of the dolphins as my daily post, and then I realized, of course, because Christine is here. Wow. Yeah. So I'm glad you're here in these waves with us. I feel them all around playing with us here today. As we were sharing before, last time you were here, you weren't on the island. You've been on the island a couple years, the Big Island. Mm-hmm. And is this where you developed this heart field transmission healing system?
It is, actually. You know, and I would love to just share how that happened, because I feel like this is the way for all of us now. I was literally sitting, I was in a session with a client, and, you know, like many of us, trained in various energy modalities, have our own ways that we do things. And I was beginning this energy process with this client who had requested to sit in presence together. And it was like, okay, well, I'll be sort of adding this in the mix. And a very clear voice came and said, stop that. And I was like, okay, so stop that. Do this. And literally the energies and what this was were just downloaded in that moment. And so then I spent a good amount of time getting to know it and actually exploring it and trying it out and learning about it, because I feel like it literally fell into my field. And then I wanted to know more about it before I began doing that with other people. So I did some experimental things, you know, the people who are always signing up to be the guinea pig, which is great. And then was able to see what was really happening for people, because for me, that's what's most interesting, not what I think about it, but what people experience and what it opens and possibilities for them. And it's really, really beautiful. And it's so, I would say it's so aligned with you and your community. What did you say? The unity community, something like that.
Yeah.
Because this energy truly does come from the field that's never been touched by separation. It comes from the unity field. It comes from really, for me, where we all are, where we all, our home is, and where what we are in our core. And yet, for most of us, myself included, we have various, I would say, challenges or interferences to really accessing that in a consistent, powerful way in our experience, not just as what we know is true, but really, okay, that's what it feels like to live this. And this feels like a really potent bridge for that. So I've been working with it now for quite a while. And it continues to grow and evolve, and it's really beautiful. And I'm super, super happy to be able to share it with everybody today. Yeah.
I am too. You know, your history in this lifetime is you've done a lot, you know, as, you know, a Carnegie Hall soloist, an author, you know, a teacher, a dance teacher. I mean, and when did you, for those who are new to you, I'm aware, but share when you moved into becoming an energy healer and more of a channel and all of that, and a mermaid.
Yeah. I literally did a sound transmission down at the ocean for this man as a caretaker and guardian of certain property. And he looked at me and he said, I've now seen a mermaid sing. I always wanted to see a mermaid sing. And I laughed and he goes, no, I mean that. So funny.
Right.
Anyway, so, you know, I've always been into guiding people, and I did that primarily as a professor and as a teacher. And my students would say, well, we call them voice lessons, but they're really life lessons with you. And along the way, as I was doing that career, singing and conducting and teaching, I began, like so many of us, with Reiki and became a Reiki master and began teaching that and guiding people that way. And of course, like so many of us, this consciousness journey that's just exploded over these last couple of decades in particular, and was following that along. And it really came in that I wanted to call a spade and align with this soul purpose, which had sort of been coming in around the edges and refining itself through all these other crafts and things that I was doing, to simply devoting to this vibrational uplift and awakening and illumination into true, pure freedom and love for the planet. So I just made that shift and said, okay. And literally the day after I decided I'm going to go into this full time, I received a letter from the dean offering me a permanent position. I said, that's fine, never mind, I'm going another way, which was great. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like it's such a wise way for all of us to allow the energies to lead me. So I followed what was the next step and what was the next step. And I did not have a big plan laid out. It wasn't like, well, 5 years from now, I'll be doing A, B, and C. I followed the guidance that said, here's your next step. And it's like that. Know that night we have the headlights and we see what's in front of us, but we don't see the next 12 curves, thank goodness, because if we did, we'd probably crash our car where we are. So I followed the next step and let that lead me. And what started emerging, particularly with the channeling, that has come in through a couple of different paths, and sound has been a really big one. That's where the channeling first started flowing through me, was when I would be doing individual sound transmissions and suddenly all the information would just come in and I'd sing it through to people, and it would be, you know, spot on, or it was, how did you know my husband just died and I'd asked for a message from him today, or whatever it was. And of course, that was their being talking to me. I the sound allows me to move into the space where the veil is thin and the information can come through that's literally from others. It's not so much my being knowing this, it's me listening to you. And so, like, your highest self, your infinite knowing, and other beings come through. And then that took off in another echelon, and she's here today, by the way, with a presence that I call the ancient grandmother, who is a grandmother of a powerful healer that lived in Bali several hundred years ago, named Ratunyang. And many people in Bali channel Ratunyang. And I don't particularly channel Ratunyang, but one day something came through me, and I had to check with my Balinese partner. And he said, oh, I know this exactly. It's Ratunyang's grandmother. And she's a healer. She's a very powerful healing presence. And she showed up as soon as you started doing the intro, which was really beautiful. Mm-hmm. I never know when she's going to come. I don't really call her in. She shows up when she's here.
Oh, beautiful.
So it's evolved. And I just keep saying yes to whichever the next step is. Yeah.
I love that. And that's how you ended up in Hawaii. We were talking about that before we went live.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
you were like, time to go to Hawaii. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
But that's just
being
that in the flow. And
go ahead. Mm-hmm.
No, it's just that's part of being in the flow of this whole this conscious way of living where, you know, you can't plan too much ahead. You really just be in the moment and, mm-hmm. and follow the signpost. And one thing I was realizing too, you play the crystal bowl so beautifully, Christine. And I find, I played mine today in honor of you this morning, but I try to play mine, as often as I can, but I find that it really, puts me in that space, you know, which is good for my writing and different things. It really just, is such a supportive, open space to get there. Is that a part, is that still a big part of your work, using the crystal bowls?
Absolutely. It's really about, I would say about half is
okay.
really focused on sound and the bowls. Yeah. And so that's a regular part of what I do as well. And that, like everything, keeps evolving and going deeper and showing me new things. And that, you know, like, you know, with the bowls, it's so amazing because it doesn't take long. It can be just a few minutes and it's a full reset for the body. And literally, we can all do that with our voices, too. I mean, the bowls are their own crystalline consciousness and their sound vibration, and yet we have that within us. Our bones are crystalline in structure. Our voices are powerful, powerful instruments of healing and of vibrational movement. So absolutely, yes. The bowls, for sure. And just want to encourage everybody, if you don't have a bowl, you are the bowl. That's why they call them singing bowls. They're literally formed to be like us.
You are the wand.
Yeah.
I love the ones
exactly.
I can walk around with, the wands, because then I can just walk around the house or walk around the yard or whatever. Animals love that. So, so let's get into talking about ascension, and, you know, this is This is what we're all here for. This is what we're all doing. And so I know you wanted to talk about this key aspect and really illuminate this key aspect that you feel a lot of people may miss. So what is that?
I would love to speak into that, and thank you. And yes, it is why we're all here, and we are all doing it already, and it's already done. And I want to just say that I know we know that, and yet what I find this key aspect to be, I would probably frame it as it sounds so direct and almost difficult, but I watch this energetic abuse that people visit on themselves when they know that they're awake and they know that they're ascending and they know so much and they recognize what they are and they're clear on that. And then when their life isn't somehow looking like that in every moment, whatever that idea is, there is still this huge tendency to make yourself wrong, to make your body wrong, to make your life wrong. Well, I know I'm ascended. Why am I having this emotion? Why am I having this thought? Why is my life doing this? Forgetting that ascension is actually a whole cloth thing. It is not only the upper vibrational half of the spectrum, because if we pin it that way, then we are in resistance and in rejection of half of being human. And I just think that being this body, we're meant to do this ascension through this body, through the physicality that includes everything, without letting any part in our ideas seem like, well, this is less God or less all that is or less elevated than everything else. That very mindset, that very way of looking at things is something that keeps us looping through the same things, because those things show up as a guide for ascension and to literally do two things. Like, so say something comes in, and it comes in like it's something with your body, or it's something in your relationships, or you're just simply lonely or feel disconnected, because I'm getting this from people in the audience, because you know your true nature and what it feels like when you are, quote, home, and it doesn't feel like that here. And so then we move into a state of separation and discord, really. It's more like a discord. It's a lack of alignment with our present moment. So in moving into take, and I just love to do this actually process with everybody. So take whatever it is that you feel is less than right now, whatever it is that you feel is really not the thing, is not ascended in your life. And like instantly, like two or three things pop in for everybody. Mm-hmm. And just say, okay, thank you, I got that. You may feel it in your body. You may know it in your heart. Just check in, like scan your system. Where is that in me? And then say, okay, thank you, I got it. Thank you, body, for showing me that information. Thank you, mind. Mm-hmm. Thank you, emotions. I'm going to invite that out in front now. I'm going to see. It's almost like we're all sitting together in that beautiful rainbow sphere of light that you created as we join this call. And we say, okay, we're all going to sit, like sort of looking the same way in presence with this, and we bring it out. It's like I'm sitting right next to you as you do this. And we say, show me what you are. And so instead of, I need to fix that, I need to raise its vibration, I need to clear that, I need to overcome that, I need to transcend that, I need to whatever it is, we have no agenda with it at all. We have no requirement of it. And notice when we do that, if somebody treats us that way and they say, well, I don't have a need for you to be a certain way and I don't need you to change and I certainly don't need you to leave, we feel seen and we feel loved. Mm-hmm. So we invite whatever that is out in front of us and we say, you're welcome here. And yeah, you're not my idea of ascension, but who knows what my little brain thinks of as ascension. So you see, we're already broadening the field of what might actually be happening here. Go ahead.
Yeah.
There's something coming in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that.
Go ahead. Yeah.
No, just that you are welcome here instead of you better, like whatever that is wrong. That is not a part of ascension. Like, no, you are welcome, whatever it happens to be. And like
you
said, I could feel a lot come up for people.
Yes, exactly. We all do. And that's the thing, because we know enough to know we're sort of beyond that, in which we are, and yet we're also not. We're also still very much in a body, or we wouldn't be here. And if we weren't in this body, we wouldn't even be able to do what we're doing, which is do this process while embodied. We can be everything completely free with nothing encumbering us without this body, and yet we can only do both here. We can only do complete freedom, infinite, absolute, multidimensionally, rock star gifted, and no, I need to eat food and I have to, you know, sleep and
rockstar
do all of it. It's really, I know, right? And so not only do we tell it it's welcome, because like if you walked in the door and the first thing I said was, well, I got to figure out how to get you out of here. Well, we are not really being what we are in that moment in relationship to our own life. We're not being the fullness of what we are, which is pure presence. And pure presence is unconditional love. And pure presence doesn't say this, not that. It doesn't say this is better. It doesn't say you're welcome and you're not. It just says I'm here and so are you and let's be.
Oh, that's so beautiful. And that really is, I mean, who we are as divine humans, and all of us are, is this totality of all of our experiences and all of our emotions and all of the waves of everything. And that kind of goes along with this embodiment of ascended self-love, right? Because that's what that is. To have that is not having that judgment or those inner patterns of criticism or, let's talk about that. That's where our liberation lies.
Yes. Absolutely. I find it's very sneaky because we know about self-love and we also know, well, we don't judge. We don't need to do judgment. And yet these little things, whatever sort of the guidelines that we've laid out for ourselves, they'll sneak in around the back corner. Well, yes, but if you were keeping your vibration all high all the time, you wouldn't be having this thought or this feeling. What I find, so this ascended self-love, and I would just love to say that I feel there are echelons of self-love, and that first part that's absolutely essential because it is the bridge to the ascended self-love is the self-love that we know of, you know, loving on the human, like your sweet little animal and just taking care of a little one and all of that stuff. Absolutely. It's sort of, that's the beginning point. And then we realize that that's guiding us to an entire way of being. So what I find is if something shows up that I'm like, gosh, I probably shouldn't be having this experience. What am I missing here? That's the question I get a lot. Well, what is it I'm not seeing? Well, nothing really, except why it's right in front of you, which is your experience. So I'll do two things with that. And this becomes my practice of ascended self-love, which is this thing that we started with, okay, you're welcome here. And I'm going to be present to you. And when I'm present to something, I'm not solving the problem at the level it was created. I'm moving truly, like we all know how to do, to varying degrees at different times, into this spaciousness, this huge, infinite spaciousness of being. And we all have our ways of doing that, of grounding, of expanding. I love to be a very clear and open, spacious field, like you were talking about. And then I allow that vibration. I go as big as I can. We're doing it all right together. Everything's just getting, oh, my gosh, way more room for the debris field to clear. That's probably your frequency plus. So we go bigger and more spacious. And as we do that, we're able to be more present with the pure presence, which is unconditional love, to the part of us that is, like, for some reason, feeling like it's missing the boat, does two things. That part feels seen, feels loved, and in that, it's then free to, if it chooses, to move and transform and transmute into something else. And at the same time, it guides us into our own awareness of our transcendent presence. So it's like it re-anchors that in, the bigger place, the place that's actually immune to triggers, the place that doesn't have an opinion, the place that is actually
neutral.
It is. It's so neutral. Yeah, thank you. It just is, right? And whenever we're in a place that isn't just is, that's our beautiful guide. Oh, let's have this. It's almost like a ceremony of remembrance. So I stop and I breathe and I notice the body where the thing is or in the mind or the heart. I invite it to be present with me and I just notice it. However you notice it, do you notice it kinesthetically or vibrationally, or do you see something and you ask it to show itself? As you're doing this, you're tuned in automatically. You feel how really elevated this feels. You're tuned in automatically to your transcendent presence. You are in training your own field to a different kind of self-love, because it's not small self-love anymore. It's actually, it doesn't even have anything to do with self. It just has to do with all that is. And that's what I would call ascended self-love, where it's not only about tending the human small parts, which are absolutely essential. I will never leave that out. And let me just tell you, no matter how far, quote, we get, that continues. We don't cease having human needs, broken moments, joyful things. We don't cease that. That's not really our path while in the body. What happens is we find this always as an invitation to move into a spaciousness of being that's present with that. So we're no longer going into the thing. We're being present with it from a huge space. Completely different. Completely different.
Yeah, it feels very expansive mm-hmm. As you're sharing that. So if someone is asking, okay, how do I get out of these same old loops? You know, whatever they happen to be, they may be financial, they may be in their relationships, they may be physical. You just shared a little bit. Is there anything else that you want to share on that?
Yeah, I would love to actually just open up into right now into allowing some more frequencies to come through, because I feel some of the specific information of listeners, both live and on the replay in this audience. So I'm going to actually let that answer come through by tapping into the energies that are here.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll just move into a channeling space. And on just a slight frame of reference on this, I call this the wisdom space. And for me, it's accessing the wisdom that we all are. So we're allowing a collective of information from the ascended master that each of us is, and those that we partner with, to come through and bring through this word. This may not be the most popular thing for us to say in this moment, but your loops are like your childhood toys. They're the games that you love playing that you already know the outcome, because there is a certain familiarity and comfort in receiving the same result. So we would invite you first to know that if you are looping, it is because there is a beautiful, innocent, and wondrous childlike aspect of yourself that feels comfort in familiarity. We would also say that this comfort in familiarity is likely connected to both being on the planet of Earth, which is unfamiliar to you vibrationally in so many ways, as well as looking for the space of safety and nurturing and love. We understand that this is a great vibrational disconnect for many of you, that you would find comfort in the very thing that is challenging to you. However, we invite you, if you are willing and interested, to sit with your loop, your pattern, your repeating challenge, as if it is one of your beloved possessions, as if it is something that allows you to feel blessed in the connection. Notice it as you would a beloved. Notice it as you would, even more accurately, as your own creation. Not the creation of your human self, but the creation of the soul that knows that it is important for you to have things that you can count on. If your pattern or your loop is something that you can count on, and yet which frequently disappoints you, we would invite you to look to the space of creation within you that precedes all creations that you have made, both wondrous and challenging. For truly, from where we sit, every creation that you engage in is miraculous. We are not the best at speaking to the human discomfort in your creations. There are many of you that tend to that. We would simply encourage you to see the glory of what your life is, and do this by moving to the space before the creation. In this space of pure presence and pure power, you can see the infinite number of trajectories that extend before you of all of your many choices. There are other trajectories now that will come into view and be available to you. We invite you to take a look at them before you choose them, particularly with your mind. Take a look at the other trajectories that are outside of this loop that you have created with love and with curiosity and with an open heart. For truly, your loops serve you until they don't. They are your path until you are complete. So we invite you to look both at your patterns with loving attention as the glory of creation, much like a child's drawing, and also to move your awareness to the space before your creation, where you may look and behold other trajectories that are now available to you in creation. And I would love to just add something to this, which is, gosh, I just have to throw this in because this happens a lot. This is Christine. In channeled messages, there's really, for me, there's often from the wisdom space, there's a lack of comprehension or somehow sympathy perhaps with the human experience of, well, why would I create this? Because I don't want this experience. And again, I really very much do not like to heap sort of an additional abuse on something that's already challenging. I would love to emphasize our human doesn't choose that. This is the great paradox of being 3D and 5D and 9D and 33D all at once. The dimensions have different sort of vibrational guidelines, and they do not reconcile. So when we say from a space like this, which I would call 11th dimension, well, we are the creator of the loop because it's an interesting toy to us. There's nothing in our human experience that finds that interesting or enjoyable or playful or of what we would want to do. Nothing.
Yeah.
And we need to honor that. It's actually not interesting. It's not joy. It's not something we want to enjoy. And yet we don't enjoy it. And let's say that is true at this level. So the first step then is ascended self-love for that. To say, because people say, well, I've created this. I wonder why I've created this. If I just understand why I've created it, you know what? We are not going to understand that at the human level. That's not where we created it. We wouldn't. It makes no sense.
Mm-hmm.
We just
right.
Didn't do it there. Yeah. And yet, what they're showing us is the power of our creation. And I love that analogy that came through of comfort in the familiarity. And I've never actually, mm-hmm. that's never been in anything that I've taught or that I've really looked at, which makes total sense. It's not a new idea. And yet, it's not how I've looked at consciousness patterns of looping and creating.
Right.
Yeah.
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 No, I love it. I mean, it's all about awareness, and that mm-hmm. higher perspective awareness is what can liberate us, especially when we can mm-hmm. see, as you were sharing, that these loops or repeated challenges that we have, and I'm sure all of us, as we were listening to you, could come up with a few or one
oh,
huge
absolutely.
One, you know. And mm-hmm. I was listening to you and I was realizing, yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, I've heard this in a different, I heard it in a new way. Like, it's just familiar to me. So, you know, it's just normal, familiar. So like you said, even if it's disappointing, we feel secure that we know the outcome, as you shared.
We do.
So, mm-hmm. right? So it's like, we're secure in that. Like, keep that thing looping. But what I love that you said was looking at all these new trajectories that are before us, and we all have them with every one of these circumstances, and to see them with curiosity, like, oh, like, mm-hmm. maybe we'll explore that.
<You know? laughs> Yeah,
maybe.
And I would love to add too, like, what if we get that piece, if that's resonant for us, you know, that, because it certainly is for me too, if I've mm-hmm. received literally what comes through. Oh, it is familiar. And that is, you know, that's the way our human brains, as we know, are built. We are pattern seeking devices. There is that mental safety factor through familiarity. So that makes sense vibrationally as well. Well, if we recognize, oh, well, is that potentially a player in the recreation of this pattern? Well, then how can I give myself that? How can I give myself a different level of familiarity, of dependability? So for me, I would, again, just take that and point, like, take your rocket ship and take off, which is, okay, well, let's make our level of familiarity and dependability that your presence will always show up in loving compassion for anything that's happening. What if that becomes dependable? What if that becomes, that's something that I can choose and embody and experience as this loop comes in, which is a pattern and all my thoughts about it. I can actually experience my ascended presence with that. What if that's reliable? Because I tell you what, that is infinitely safe. So we honor that we need predictability and safety. We do. There's no way we're not going to. We're people. And we're way beyond people. So let's take that and make it our superpower. Let's let that be our guide to what it is that actually frees us instead of puts us back in the loop. So this is, again, that key to ascension is the thing that, and we know this information too, but maybe we're looking at it vibrationally a new way. Whatever we think is the problem, what if we're with it in a new way, which is pure presence, an invitation and curiosity, and that very energy becomes our master guide to that remembrance of what we are and a new way of being with it, and to continually anchor in presence rather than my physical human life should be different than this. You see the different vibrational level?
Oh, yeah.
Something in this
That's
human
funny.
Life should be different here. And instead it's like, oh, everything is reminding me of what I am. Everything. And that's the piece we miss. We think, oh, this mm-hmm. part isn't reminding me of what I am. This is reminding me of what I'm not. No, everything is reminding us of what we are. And it's all that invitation. Oh, God, it's so good.
Yes, it is. I would like to take some callers and let you, you know, do channeling or sound healing or whatever feels best for that individual. Again, it's star two, right? Oh, my God. I just kind of lost that to raise your hand. We have lots of people with their hands up already. So, yeah, star two to raise your hand. I don't know why I lost that for a second. I'm just going to make another.
Super woofy.
Yes. Okay. So when I call on you, if you could just give us your name and bring your question for Christine, whatever's going on with you, and we'll dive in. So, Christine, are you ready? I know
ready,
you are.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. First caller that I'm going to is area code 250. You're live with us. 250.
Mary, this is so great. I'm going to have to re-listen. There's a lot of information coming through, but it's just so what I needed to hear. So thank you. And I would love, I would love just a channeling. Whatever comes through is perfect.
You want to let Christine know your name and is there anything specific that you're challenged by
sure.
right now?
Yeah, sure. My name is Sherry, and well, my loop would be I allow people to manipulate me, and I let it go to keep the peace. But I'm selling myself out, and that's not okay.
Oh, Sherry, thank you. That's so beautiful. Oh, I love your loop, and I love your handling way of your call so deeply. I do, and I know it from the inside out.
I do. Oh, thank you so much. Could you bring this forward for yourself and on behalf of so many?
Yeah, I know. See, this is just like, oh my gosh, what a beautiful loop. Look at that.
Yeah, I've never
seen
it that way before. That's so great.
It is great.
We can all relate
to
this. Yeah, this lovely loop.
Can.
Right?
Yes, that lovely loop. Absolutely. So, you know, for me, I'm going to give you just a little personal experience with that. And then I feel that there's some sound that wants to come through that'll be really great help for rerouting those energy pathways. Because what I find is that when our energy has flowed in a certain direction for, okay, how many decades have we been doing this certain pattern, right? For me, when I looked at that one, when I really unrooted that one, it had been many decades of my life. And energy flows a certain way because it's like water. If there's a groove, it goes in the groove and it keeps going that way. So first thing is compassion for really sort of, in a sense, the beauty and depth of this ask that you're giving yourself and that you're choosing, which is what I hear you saying, I'm choosing to reroute this. I'm choosing, as you said, this has to stop. So you know your heart's desire. And you're also aware that there's a momentum that continues to take you there because you've done it that way a lot. So first part of that is patience and compassion. Celebrate when you remember, and I'll give you these tools and also some sound energy work with this. Celebrate when you remember, no judgment when you forget. Celebrate when you remember, no judgment when you forget. Okay, so at the root of this is the very same root that we all were talking about before, which is we need to be okay. We need to be safe, and we need to be loved and seen. at the root. And so we honor that as well. That will be your own, and probably has already been your own path. And you're showing me like five fingers of that, five pieces of that, and where they're hooked into both your familial patterns as well as your ancestral patterns, as well as conditioning that came through just your own particular social, economic system, everything, just your upbringing, and yet also the energies that run almost like through grooved ley lines on this planet, not the ones we want to entrain with, that teach us this energy pattern. So you're showing me five fingers. And so your work that you do for yourself is like uprooting and in a sense, atrophying. I would use that word for you. It's almost like as you do not feed those patterns any more energy, that will be how they shift. So this is your empowerment, which is your choice, moment by moment by moment. For me, I had to recognize that what I needed was the peace of other people, their contentment that was above my own, and also for them to experience me in a certain way. So when I would allow them to manipulate me, when I would keep the peace, when I would do those things, when I would hand my power away, I was saying, it's more important to me that you feel a certain way about me than that I actually be standing in my own alignment with what I am. So I'm going to hand you the power to determine that about me. That for me includes a path of healing with self where I've betrayed myself. So that's one of your fingers that you will be, you probably have been with and that you will be with more. Love that part of you endlessly and deeply. She's never been wrong. She only did it because she needed everything that she was trying to get. It's a genuine need. It's a reasonable need. It's a need that we all need filled. There's nothing wrong with you or with any of us, because we need to be safe and to be loved and to be adored and to be seen and to have people around us be kind and generous. There's nothing wrong with you for needing any of that.
And
however,
for harmony.
And for harmony, thank you. Yeah, for absolute harmony, to not go into discord. So if you are handing that to somebody else because that's what you need, the piece we get to look at is, why would I do that to somebody who's not capable of giving it to me?
Right.
Why would I hand harmony to the person who's actually not advocating the deepest alignment with harmony? And that's this big, huh? Well, because if it's out of harmony here, that costs me. That costs me, and then there's something for me that isn't quite working. All the challenges. Okay, so the first thing we have to do is say, my deepest harmony within me is the most valuable thing that I can bring to my life and to this world. And it will only be reflected around me as I tend my own inner state of resonance and alignment, which means no longer handing my power away, no longer allowing others to get what they need at the expense of me. Okay, so there's all that information that you kind of know, but it's coming through the voice as well. It's coming through in, let's just look at this with love and compassion and presence, because that quick fix for harmony is a setup for the next disharmony. A quick fix for harmony is the setup for the next disharmony, because it's not on a solid foundation. It's based on you giving your power away, which you were never intended to do. Okay, so here's some sound. Oh, good. Grandmother would love to be with you in this. She's coming through right now. Just, okay.
So Sherry, just a little bit about that. The grandmother is particularly powerful for addressing the collective suffering of humanity. So that's the thread, the finger that's connected to and training to just simply an energy that's here. There's an energy that's here of handing our power away, of being manipulated, of loving our home vibration so much that we'll do anything to avoid those pieces that are so painful. And she's really wonderful for dispelling and breaking that up and meeting you in compassion in that, and meeting that entire energy stream in compassion and love and healing. And then the second part that came in is what's really, I would say, almost the same vibration as your own angelic self, so that we can allow anything that's not ours, that we've picked up and we've been trained to and we've learned through this human identity, which is just one small part of what we are, to move through and to transmute and to go on downstream, frequency flush, and then to move into filling that space here in this body so that we find the fortitude and the courage to be our transcendent self through this identity. Yeah. Yeah, not to live as the subset, which is the part that's wounded and has its challenges, but to live as the whole and allow your human self to be the vehicle for more of the fullness of what you are. Yeah. Beautiful.
Wow.
How you doing, Sherry?
Really good. I felt like grandmother had both of my hands in hers, and then she just cradled me, and I really felt nurtured and seen and held, and I felt like a realignment in my spine, which was really interesting. So that was really cool. This is beautiful. This is a lot. Like, I can feel my brain is trying to wait a second, but that's thank you. That this is huge. It's just a whole shift in perception of just wrong thinking, so to speak, I guess.
Oh, yeah, I totally understand. That's so beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. My favorite analogy about that is like our sweet minds, because our mind does need to come along. For me, what you are, Sherry, what you are, Carrie, what we all are, is this, like, we're the captain of this boat, and we know everything about this ship, and we know everything about the waters, and we know everything about everybody that's on the boat, and everywhere it's ever been, and all the dimensions it sails in. And then the mind is like the third mate, and the third mate is really great at, like, cooking the meal or keeping lookout or whatever, but it's really not meant to drive our entire boat. It's not qualified.
No.
It's just not capable. And so it's beautiful to let it come along. And then to, like you said, well, the mind's kind of going, I don't know, and say, great, you get to sit down and have a rest and let this big, huge, beautiful presence that you are, that we are, run this ship, and you don't even have to know what's going on, and that's okay. You'll catch up, and you'll see, and all those pieces will come in, but, oh, enjoy the ride. Yeah, thank you for bringing that in. It's a huge piece for all of us.
Sherry, thank you so much. So much love to you. And,
so much love to you. And wow, Chris, yeah, I'm just gonna re-listen and re-listen. There's just a lot of wisdom here that I'm just gonna sit with, embrace and integrate and embody. Thank you. Wow.
All right. Thank you so much, Sherry, for being with us. Always appreciate you.
Thank you. Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Bye for now, Sherry. That was beautiful, Christine. One thing that you said really stood out, and that was, you know, when it comes to one of these patterns, is I choose to reroute this. I choose to reroute this. And you said something else, and I don't know if I'm going to repeat it exactly, but it was something like, I choose to celebrate when I remember, you know, some of these higher perspective things. And it's okay when I forget, but I celebrate
Absolutely.
When I remember.
Yep.
But,
yeah,
those are good things.
thank you, because the judgment is actually part of the old pattern. It's actually the signal. Even our, oh, I forgot this and I should have remembered. You know, we don't necessarily think of that thought in the moment as judgment, but we just feel like somehow we're not getting the whole thing. Well, that's our signal to that energy that we'd like to go into it more. We would like another path. That's really, for me, what that response to anything we experience, whether it's resistant judgment or just evaluation of anything less than celebration, is, apparently I'm interested in a little more of that. And we don't think that consciously, but energetically, that's the signal that goes out. So I just like to leave that out of the mix. That's part of the reroute you're talking about. And it really does become one choice at a time. Like, if we're used to keeping the peace or whatever it is, we're going to find that urge come up in us. Why? Because we've done it for decades. And so in some moment, we just take a breath and go, well, what would happen if I just don't do that right now? I don't know. I just won't do that. I'll just sit here. I'll breathe. I actually won't follow my reflexive pattern to go a certain way, and I'll just breathe. And then I can go, celebration, I remembered. You know, so that for me is part of the reroute. And if I didn't, I'll find myself down that rabbit hole, deep into the pattern, probably suffering. First step is compassion, not like, oh my God, you know better than this. No, gosh, why? Then that's just our signal. Let's loop again.
Exactly.
We don't want to.
Okay, I'm gonna take one more caller, and then we'll. I know a lot of you have written into our webcast, so thank you all, by the way, for all of your messages. And I'm gonna go to a web call, and it's from Carrie. Carrie. Hi, another Carrie.
Hi,
welcome.
So, can you hear me?
We can hear you. Yeah, go ahead.
Good. I have recently kind of started an exercise where I try to, you know, take a deep breath, let it all out, let my whole body relax, and then let my mind relax with the goal of letting go of the vice grip I have on my mind controlling things.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking that'll open up a lot of things for me, not the least of which will be better meditations. But I'm just, you know, wondering what y'all have to say about that or any kind of channel that might come through.
For sure. Yeah. So thank you for bringing this forward. It's actually one of my favorite things to really to guide in is the mind. And the beautiful mind and the way that it, it's actually very interesting. It's related to Sherry's question. So I love to go at it from every angle, which is first the compassionate awareness angle, which is why does the mind want to control? Because we need to be safe and we need to be okay and we need harmony and we need to live as what we are. And so I would simply say the vice grip of control. And I like to give myself pieces that my mind can grab onto with this. Well, if this were going to work, it would have worked by now because I've done it with the best of them. If control were going to work, control freaks would be the happiest people on the planet. They would just be the ones that we all want to go to for their presence and joy and radiance. And we know that it doesn't work, and yet we still do it. We know that it doesn't. We know that that's a constrictive place. Okay, so one of the things for vice grip of the mind, I would just say, gosh, I realize the reason I'm doing this is because I have my best interest at heart and I really do need to be safe and I need to thrive and I need to be loved. And so for you, Carrie, what really shows itself is that you're and this is just coming through kind of more in like a reading of what I see in your field and in your body. Your mind is functioning as a really effective and like almost it's showing me it's like a champion warrior and it's a shield, it's a protection, so that the hurt that you have experienced and the deep disappointments, which if we are fully honest have actually been too much, they've been too hard when they've happened, and that's true for the human part, they've been too much, and so we will do anything we can to not let that happen again. So you've developed a really almost like impenetrable shield, and the mind is running interference. Why? Because it can, and because you needed it to back when there was no other option. And so what I'd love to say for all of us that are in these patterns, we were infinitely wise and brilliant in creating them so that we could get through what was actually impossible, too much, and too damaging in this case. It was how you got through and you survived, and your presence on this planet is celebrated, chosen, and needed So the first thing to do is to recognize that your mind has been your greatest champion. This is bringing tears to my eyes. You have been you have been so strong in this. Yeah. And you have borne this challenge like so bravely and with so much strength. And it's now crumbling because you're ready for the next piece, because that way of doing it no longer serves you. And you know that, and yet it's like, okay, how do I let that go? So I would say actually the best thing, and we'll do this together, two things in terms of what I found for myself are sound, because sound circumvents the mind. It's why we're all having a little bit of mush mind as we do this work together. It just does. It makes your mind go quiet. So I have some clients that work with listening to sound transmissions on loops. They just make that their loop, and they just let it run in their system so that it continues to soften the armor of the mind. Soften the armor of the mind. Mm-hmm. Now, as you do this, we must be poised for you. I'm telling you this. This is very key. You must be poised with your infinite self, ready to take care of whatever you need. And you will advocate for your human no matter what. You will not throw your human under the bus. You will not say, I will not set myself up in the place that I know will be hurtful to me again. I won't do that. I will actually advocate for myself so that my mind can begin to soften and relax. Because if we don't do both at the same time, then we set ourselves up in an incredibly vulnerable position. How do you do that? How do you allow infinite to have your back? In your case, you begin with infinite, constant, unequivocal gentleness with yourself. You agree that you will do nothing but be kind and gentle to yourself the way you would a bird that flew into a window and was stunned and was completely vulnerable. Here's a cat coming to the bird, and you're going to take that bird in your hand and make sure that it's safe until it's ready to fly again. That's the kind of gentleness and protectiveness that you do then with your own human self. You say, I will have my back at all costs. I will have my back because I can, as this beautiful divine instrument of love that I have, and my human is included. Okay, so let me just see what else wants to come through in healing vibration. Yeah, so I feel like Carrie and both Carries, if it would be okay, it would be a great time to share a heart field transmission energy, because that's the other piece that I work with that transmutes the blockages of the mind. And so I would love to do that. Carrie. Yeah. And if we have your permission for you and what you've brought forward to lead us all into that, I think it would be incredibly powerful, because you're speaking on behalf of many, this armor that's been created so that we can survive and get through. And it's part of our brilliance, and we're ready for something else. Okay, so yeah, for this piece, this transmission, as I think I was saying, that was a lifetime ago at the beginning of this call, it comes directly from the unity field. And what we do for this transmission, and this is why it's so helpful for the mind, it's so helpful for the body, it's helpful for everything, but particularly for the mind. What I'll be doing with all of us is allowing this energy interfaces through my heart field. We all know we have this energy of heart field in our anatomy, our energy anatomy. We all have it. It's 40 times a greater field of electromagnetic strength than the brain. It interfaces through that, but it's not specifically through your heart chakra. It doesn't need to do that. Just so you know, you don't have to tune in any way about that. This is just how it arrives. And what we do is we dimensionally uplift together. We will be all, and I'll be watching the field of everybody that is on this call and that is on the replay, and we'll be lifting. Whew, it's so strong. Whew, I have to take a deep breath. And we'll be moving vibrationally into a new vibrational dimension, which is where the problem, quote unquote, problem that we are looking at, whether it's mind or body or financial loop or whatever it is, actually hasn't been created yet, doesn't exist. We're in a dimension where that sort of, that particular energy flow is not there. So all of us will move to that dimensional space together, and then we'll simply receive a saturation and, I would say, emanation of these energies. It is what we all are already. I just know if you're anything like me, I had to find my way to it. So this is just is the shortcut for all of us. And then when that's complete, I'll call us back together. Normally, I do these silently, and sometimes sound comes through, but since we're on a call together and a recording, I'll be just offering some sounds along the way. Now, this may be sound healing kinds of sounds. There may be words. There may be channeled messages. I'll give a little bit of a commentary as we go so that we can all track together. I find they're most powerfully experienced in the quiet, because then the mind isn't trying to track anything. But I feel this will work beautifully for our time together. So, Carrie, thank you again so much for bringing forward the vice grip of your mind. And I would invite everybody listening to bring forward whatever might be what you're ready to transcend and meet with a new vibrational perspective, so that you can receive more deeply the fullness of your being, of your presence, of your divinity, of the all that you are. So let's begin the transmission now. Beautiful. So please know then that all of the dimensional planes that we access there, they return with you. They return with you. They're always here, but they return in greater awareness and in almost like great accessibility within your human consciousness. Like you said, makes for better meditations, absolutely.
And so we don't need to continue to try to reach a certain place. This is that knowing that we all know so well that it is truly within us. And yet as we open the portals that allow of awareness that allow us to access direct awareness and experience, then that dimension remains with us. That dimensional, those properties, those vibrations, they remain with us in the body, in the mind. And new, for you particularly, Carrie, and for many, new opportunities will come. You'll notice shifts in how your mind is functioning. You'll notice there's more available to you than there had been before. And allow this to unfold organically. We don't really, I know we love to go from 0 to 60,000 in 0.2 seconds, and yet because we're in bodies, our bodies are wise, our being is wise in knowing the rate of the unfolding of the vibrational shift, and know that the pace is perfect. Beautiful.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Carrie, thank you, my dear. I think we could all relate to that impenetrable shield that we have created, you know, to a certain degree. So I hope this has softened that armor a bit for you, Carrie.
Yeah, me too. Thank you. It's wonderful.
Lots of love to you, Carrie. Okay, that was beautiful. I feel like that. Oftentimes we don't realize, you know, we did all those things, you know, from a state of protecting ourselves. You know, we create this big shield, this armor, like it's not going to happen again. But that was so beautiful. And so many of the beautiful beings listening are writing in about, you know, when you brought through the grandmother earlier and when you just brought that through, I mean, tears, and, you know, people can really feel that. So thank you, Christine, for that. And I will take some of the webcast questions in a few minutes, but I do want to, let you all know how you can work with Christine and experience more of this. You have created two beautiful offerings for our community, Christine, which I appreciate and thank you for that. For those of you who'd like to follow along, both of these offers can be found at straighttalkforthesoul.com. Click on our marketplace link at the very top of the page. You will see Christine's just gloriously, this like, shiny face, like with the palm trees in the background, the big smile. Click on that beautiful image and you will see these two offers. And look at you with the love fest. Like, you are so cute. Oh my gosh. that's a powerful picture. Joy fest is what that looks like. But so you created the first offer. It's called Love Fest Energy, Insight, and Sound. And it's, there's a lot in here. People will get 10 days of the individual remote heart field transmissions, which we just experienced a bit of, and then 3 sound alchemy albums for ascension and healing, and Ascension Through Love and Presence. That is a video series, and I'm just going to, okay, so that's all in offer A. What do you want to share about that? Thank you, by the way. It's a generous offering.
Oh, you're welcome. You know, I think what I've really noticed in the last months of my work is that these three pillars are the things that I've found are sort of a sweet spot of combination. To have the direct energy work, and this has just come in twice. I'm just going to have to say this. I'd love to add, for anybody who buys a package, I'm going to throw in a community heart field transmission, which is done via video live. These others are remote. They're super powerful, but this would be one that you can tune into. If you buy the package, I'll put you in for that. There's one at the end of April. There's another one at the end of May. So that would take us through this time, and you can experience that as well. They're so helpful. And grandmother comes through those sometimes as well. So I would just love to say that getting this ongoing energy support is so helpful, and I find that that's needed. I know it's been needed for me, that there was a way that somebody could continue, teachers that I've had and energy workers, to reorient me to my most expanded, highest vibrational presence. That's important.
I find that having my mind come along is really important. And so the video series they're from the Living Awake series, which is, for me, Awake is really about the embodiment of it, not just the ideas. And so they're there to be both the information and the energy. So they work truly with the mind directly. It's so great for what we need to know, but actually bringing it through vibrationally in a way that can also shift out of the old mental patterns. So there's one of those in there is like one of the topics that we were looking at, which is those three echelons of self-love. And so how to really transcend all the way through so deeply that there's so much love that ultimately it's like you're like, what is that little self? I don't even know. I just be this love. And those things cease being, they cease being the orientation of your life because they're a given and you are living as your presence. That's one of those, just one of them in there. I love this package. And then the sound alchemy, because it works vibrationally and also with the mind. It's, again, I just find this combination of these three things.
It's a triad, yes.
Yeah, it really is. It's the most potent one I've found. And I've done a lot of different things, and I try so many explorations. And what's truly the fastest, simplest, easiest, most loving and joyful way for all of us to be fully what we are. And this is what I've come with right now. Of course, there's the possibility of the one-on-one. So, yeah, go ahead.
Right. Now, I was going to say the Sound Alchemy, the albums, I mean, that's something that someone could put on a loop. Like you were saying, let that be your loop. Let that be your renewed, upgraded, new familiar loop. And that you can just, there's no participation. You just receive that. And then the... with your heartfelt transmission, the remote healing transmissions, you just receive. And then I love that you've included the videos. So there's information that satisfies the mind and satisfies our curiosity for information. So that is a beautiful, like I said, triad of what will work. And then offer B is all of that plus a session with you, a private session with you, which is, you know, very personal, tailored to whatever you need. And I mean, any of you listening that decide to do this, you can go into whatever is best for that person in the moment. And that's beautiful, Christine. Thank you. Thank you.
And I would love to add that in the videos, it is information, but I really feel so much of what comes through. I really need to take notes when I do those because it's that wisdom space that teaches. So there's a tremendous amount of wisdom that comes through, which is information that is at a vibrational echelon that uplifts us. It truly is. Yes, the mind can get it sometimes with repeated listenings. A lot of times people tell me they get knocked unconscious anyway. The mind can come back for the replay. it's there as a wisdom, channeling as well. That's really what comes through. So,
yes. Yeah. Multidimensional, layered information sharing. And like you said, there's so much, it's kind of like when you brought through that channeling, it was wisdom information, you know, cosmic wisdom information, galactic cosmic wisdom information that, So for those of you who are enjoying this and many of you are writing in and are really appreciating everything that has come through today, this is a wonderful opportunity to work with Christine and take this further. So thank you, my dear, for all of that. And, I want to go to our webcast now because a lot of people wrote in. I'm just going to read some of the comments. Thank you so much for this. Such relevant and resonant themes from the callers and such great insights from both of you. That's Alicia. Thanks, Alicia. Sherry, wow, goosebumps all over. Mayor said, oh, my God, Carrie and Christine, I started crying spontaneously while you're speaking. Recalling the hopelessness of feeling completely alone. Thank you so much for this dialogue. I'm celebrating, laughing, crying, all parts of me. Aww. Maria said, the loop of not being good enough has been the theme of my life, keeping me stuck, not allowing me to move forward. And it feels like it's breaking up. But any other help with that would be appreciated. That's something I think we could all relate to. So Maria, thank you for that. Anything else on that loop of not being good enough, the theme of her life, keeping her stuck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this one, I'm going to go right to the heart. This is like gold. This is actually the, it's the, what do they call it? The root of the root and the heart of the heart. Because who is the you? Who is the I? Who is the me that is not good enough? And I'm just going to sit with that question with you, Maria. It's so beautiful. And with infinite compassion and presence for the you, the part that feels not good enough. And notice, even as I said that, it's a part of you. It's not the all of us, is it? It's not the wholeness of what we are. If we are in a state of deep communion with our transcendent, infinite, full presence, then we realize, you know, actually, that's a part of this whole. It's not the whole. Now, if we're living from the inside out of what I would call the subset of the whole of what we are, which is our person in this life. It's our person and our story. It's our celebrations and our wounds. It's our experiences. All of that is a part and not the whole of what we are. So the part that does not feel good enough is showing us, I'm trying to carry the entire load here. But again, that's not my job. I can't actually do that. And that's where presence comes in. Now, I understand that we need to feel okay in our body, in our skin, as what we are. That is the deep practice of self-love that we do one choice at a time. And I chose to do that with myself. No matter the circumstance, I would give myself the peace that I needed. And it would just be enough. It would be enough in that moment. Christine, I love you. That was great. When I made a huge mistake in a public performance on stage, and the first reflexive thought out of my head was, you're amazing, I love you. And that had never happened to me because I was the fiercest inner critic I knew. I knew that something had shifted, but I did that one choice at a time with deep inner work, with the part of me that's hurt, from the space of my transcendent presence, not just with my mind telling me I'm good or I'm enough. No, I allowed the wounded, broken, not good enough part of me to guide me to the presence that's there, holding me, nurturing me, here, fully here, like an angel and a master guide and God itself all in one. I had to learn my way into awareness of that part of the, not the part, of the whole of what I am and allow that in this body. And as we do that, that part loves endlessly, fiercely, and compassionately the part of us that does not feel good enough. Because that cup, if it's waiting to be filled by being good enough, will wait forever. It's not meant to ever be filled. That's not what you are. That's a part of what you are. And that part of what you are wants to be met by the presence of you that loves you unconditionally. What I find then is the part that was wounded, that had the thing, that was always mean to itself, that wasn't good enough, they all kind of line up and they show up to be met by presence. Because who wouldn't want that? Who wouldn't want unconditionally loving, pure presence to simply see it and to witness it and behold it in a space of love? I would say that's what your journey of not good enough leads you to, is not to simply solve that at the human level, which is essential and necessary and the first step, but also allow it to guide you to the part that loves that part, that is love itself, that is nothing less than God itself, than the universe, than the all that is, than the unity field, that is whatever you want to call it. That, how can that ever not be good enough? That's the part that loves into healing, the part of us, the only, the subset, the part that feels very genuinely not good enough. So again, we work all the dimensions at once. And I would really encourage you to get the special offer, because that first one on the three echelons of self-love is going to be huge for you. I would say just do that and listen and receive those energies, and know that it, we both tend it at the level it's created fiercely, like mama bear. You will not harm my child. So if anything in your head says you're not good enough, the part of you that's mama bear says, you will not harm me anymore. I will not allow that conversation in this head anymore. enough. You've hurt me long enough. Because that voice was never yours. That was somebody else's voice long before it was yours. And you need to not carry that anymore. Yeah, that's never been your voice. So you can't actually solve it from inside yourself. It's not you. Yeah.
Maria, please let me know that you're with us and you heard that. Thank you for that. That was beautiful, Christine. A lot of you wrote in a while back, so let me know if you're still here. But I am going to go ahead and go to Rob. Where was Rob? Rob said, hi, Christine. May I ask what would be beneficial for me to heal prostate cancer? I know there's some resistance in me in some way. Thank you so much.
Let me just tune in, Rob. So what I saw from your being, is actually the very piece that's funny. I was like, wait, what did you say? Oh, you said resistance. Right. So what I saw was for you to go directly into it with your awareness and your consciousness, to literally take a journey. And you can use any sound, any drumming track, any sound, other ways we have maybe of doing interdimensional journey and travel. And there is one provided with the 10 days of remote heart field transmissions for that purpose. Also, go use whatever you like. Go into the cells of that cancer. It's asking for your loving attention and presence. And the other thing that came in, I mean, like really deeply, like actually like a communion of sort of the magnitude that you've never known, that you go in and be with that without it being your adversary or your problem with you, that you go in with like almost the reverence of awe of the pure spirit of creation that is, and that you go in and you commune with it and allow it to show things to you and to speak to you and to be in presence with it. That would be something, again, we could do in a session, but lots of you are facile at doing that on your own. And the other piece that came in, as I just tuned into you in your field, was what is it that you don't want the bottom to fall out of? Because whatever that bottom is, it's a false bottom, and it wants to fall. So that, you may know more about that than I do, but that was the very clear message that came through. Allow the bottom to fall out from under you so that there is room for new creation. That was the word. Thank you for the question.
Mm-hmm. Rob, I hope you heard that. Thank you. Okay. Odile, O-D-I-L-E from France, said, hi, ladies. Any message or sound healing to help me find a much-needed new job would be very appreciated. Odile.
Yeah. Yeah, I would love to do some sound for that, actually. That feels like, thank you, Odile. So I would invite anybody who's interested in creating a new paradigm or a new trajectory to bring your request into this. And so this is actually a creation transmission. It's, that's what showed itself. So here we go. And hopefully it doesn't like, doesn't blow out the phone line. Oh, we'll just do our best. I never know with what's coming through. All right, here we go.
Pure power.
Oh, that was so good, Odile. Okay, so that, thank you for that. And that was really fun. And that thing, there was a, for some of you, many of you in the field, a resistance to, well, I'm afraid of my power, or what if, you know, I'm not trustworthy with my power, or it's not safe to be how powerful I am. I'm going to remind us all again what that me that we're talking about is a subset and not the whole of what we are. What we truly are is power, is never afraid of itself. So if you find yourself in resistance to the pure power that you are identified with only a very small part of yourself. You've actually moved into identification with person rather than presence, with role rather than soul. So you just say, well, what if I'm not limited to that and my presence has my back and I can be this power that I am because it's what I am already. And therefore, it can flow and create in my life. Yeah, that was awesome. Thank you.
That was really uplifting.
I was like, thank you for that one.
Absolutely. Odile, thank you for that. Rob just wrote back in and said, thank you very much. So very powerful and helpful, infinite gratitude and blessings. Rob, thank you so much for being with us. Maria said, yes, I heard that, felt that. Thank you so, so much. I'm going to take one more question from Anne. Anne from Vancouver. Hi, Anne. She said, hi, loves. Thank you for such an awesome call. I would love some help with my patterns with food. Waves of love and light to you all. And to you too, Anne. Patterns with food. Is there any kind of sound that can come through for that?
That's what we're doing. I know we're going to stay on the upliftment
yes.
trajectory. So, absolutely. So, and it was Anne. Was that the
yes?
That
Anne.
Was it Anne in Vancouver? Okay. So, Anne, I would love for you and anybody who has this one with food or any. It probably no. I was going to say addiction. No, that would be a different vibration. We're just going to go. Even though food, you know, we can have addictive patterns for sure. We're going actually specifically with food right now. So bring food forward, and I would love for you to put the very favorite thing that you love to have a pattern with, which you don't feel like you love having a pattern with, but that food that you just love to eat in whatever way because it's filling some need or it does something, and just see it there and bring it out in front of you. It's fun. I'm getting all these visions of all the food everybody's putting in front of themselves. And I'm going to do this sound in celebration of that and also in creation of new options. Here we go. This is so fun. It's such a good one. It's laughing within me right now.
You're so cute.
Good.
Oh, my goodness.
Pure nourishment, deep for the soul. Pure nourishment and love, pure nourishment and love. All the way through, flowing into you. All the way through, flowing through and through. Eat it up, eat it up, eat it up, it is savory. This love you be, it is savory, this love you be. La 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 la. Eat it up, eat it up, eat it up, la 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 la. Nourishment for your soul. It is good for you, this love you be. It is good to be where you be. It is good to be you. Beautiful, 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 beautiful. Loving you with your choices. Loving you with your thoughts. Loving you with your knowing. Loving you, loving you. It is good to be you. It is good to be all the way through.
Beautiful. Anne, did you hear that? The upliftment trajectory. Wow. Yeah, I like that loop, that upgraded loop.
There you go.
Yes.
Yeah.
People are loving your joy, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Well, you know, for me, it is all joyful. Even the part that's like super poopy and stinky, it's actually pretty joyful if we be with it in a different way. You know, if I'm not it, I'm actually with it instead of being it. And that's the difference. And yeah, I saw there were self-esteem things in there actually with the food. That's kind of at the root of ways of either do you nurture yourself? Do you love yourself? Or do you choose patterns that are what feel diminishing? They feel diminishing to yourself. They feel like they make you smaller. And so food then makes you bigger. And so there's at the root for you, what I saw there, Anne, was, this desire to actually allow the nourishment that is what you are to fill you and feed you. Yeah. And I mean, you got it. It's just, just to love on that part even more deeply. Yeah.
She's just said, yes, thank you so much. I was dancing and smiling and feeling so good, so beautiful. Thank you.
Awesome.
Oh, yay. What a beautiful frequency to end the show with. That upliftment trajectory, we definitely went there. And yeah, Christine, this was so fun to have you here and your joy and your laughter. And, I just want to read. Jackie just said, this call is the exact solution I've been looking for. I live in my loop day after day, but I love how you placed us in another dimension where our challenges haven't happened yet. Yeah, there's so much that happened in our time together today. What a precious, sacred circle this has been. And Christine, any final message or anything else you'd love to share with this beautiful audience before we say goodbye?
I want to thank every single person here for your light and your love and your presence and your being. And I would love to just say, I see you, and it is done already, and let's love ourselves along the way.
Beautiful. There are so many things that you've said, like little things that were so beautiful today. It was such an uplifting experience on so many levels, Christine.
Thank you.
Truly. So, yay. Hawaii is good for you.
It is. It's good for me. Yay, all of us.
Exactly. Well, thank you, Christine, and to everyone who's joined us. Thank you for the gift of your readiness, your willingness, your openness, your time, your love, your presence today. It's been a joy and an honor to have you with us. And as we bring the show to a close, acknowledge this beautiful invitation to expand on this upliftment journey, this upliftment trajectory with Christine, experience sound alchemy, the remote heart field transmissions, and of course a private session where she can really get in and support you in a very personal way. So as I've been sharing with all of you every day, is now's the time to receive the support so you can experience yourself as this beacon of love and this instrument of purity and peace during this amazing time on our planet. So remember that you are brilliant and resilient, and you are dearly loved, and you are certainly not alone. Thank you for joining us on this really fun, soulful adventure today. I am sending crystalline rainbow waves of grace and glory and gratitude from my heart to yours. May you feel it, receive it, and offer it to those you encounter today or tonight, wherever you happen to be in the world. And as always, until next time, please give yourself full permission to shine instead of shrink, express instead of suppress, and own that amazing, powerful glow of yours. I'll see you back here in this playground of light again tomorrow. Bye, everybody.